thing in fact we have in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16. Who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Speaking of God, that in fact no one has seen God at any time. We have. And it's the only begotten who is in the bosom of the Father. He hath declared him. He dwells in unapproachable light. And the only reason we can be in the light is because of the work of the Lord Jesus. Because no sin can enter before him. If we remember when Moses, God had said, had hidden him in the rock and said he could see his backside too, because of the glory of God is that which is that light that no man can approach unto or see. And this is the same light that we are speaking of here in 1 John. He in him, verse 5, where it says that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. No darkness can approach unto him. As our brother said, light is the absence of darkness. No darkness can approach unto him. But we are now in Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus, he is living in us. And we are in him. And this is the only reason why we can be found in the light. Because without, apart from the Lord Jesus, we are darkness. Our natural life is not enjoyed by God. Our natural life cannot serve him. It is only the life that we have in Christ Jesus that can that God is satisfied with. And when we meet together or with all the saints, God is enjoying all the saints. But it's not the natural life that he's enjoying. He's enjoying that which is of Christ in all the saints. And that is what is God's enjoyment.
I would like to just carry the thought of, you mentioned the verse that Brother Idrak brought before us, because I think there is a connection between he has declared him and Brian, what you have presented to us, that in this portion it is the very nature of God. We have to keep in mind that's a message that they have heard from him. And that message they have heard from him, it wasn't something that we don't read of, at least, that something that was verbal conveyed to them, that Christ Jesus told his apostles or disciples that God is light. But I certainly believe the message is this, that everything that Christ has declared of God and of the blessed person, of divine persons, if you will, in everything that he showed and revealed on earth, showed forth and brought forth the message that the very nature of God is light. So I just don't want to separate both, but I think there's a connection between the two, is that whatever things Christ has showed here on earth, he has declared that God is light. So the enjoyment of eternal life presently, and I'm sure the brethren are talking a present enjoyment, because when we are taken to glory, our position can never be affected with anything. But our present enjoyment of the fellowship with the Father and with the Son can only come on the ground of what God is in his own nature. Listen, the first day of creation, God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God separated between light and darkness. From the beginning, God acts upon what is his very nature, even in creation itself. Would you agree with that, Brother Brian?
Totally.
Okay.
And I want to bring the two together.
Okay, go ahead, bring them totally.
No. God, that's his nature. That's Amen. What he is.
Amen.
And no revelation could enhance that. God is absolute. Now, for us, it's only after God have acted, then we can grasp. You would agree with that? I'll go in and repeat it.
Explain.
Moses. God said to Moses, no man can see God and live. And God said, I am going to manifest myself or declare myself. And what he saw is after God had passed, then he realized he worshipped. So it's the same with us. God remains who he is. But it's only after the revelation of himself in Christ, we can grasp and say, wow, what a God in whom we have believed. So that is where the two be.
Amen. And I think it brings forth the verse. He has declared him. Amen. We can move on.
But what I want to stress, I don't want us to lose the sight that this light brings a sense of holiness and righteousness.
Amen.
That's the line Brother Emil was on. Because this relationship or this fellowship in which we have been brought into cannot be handled in a casual way. As, you know, anything comes, because then the works of darkness couldn't be brought in. If it's darkness, it means the light repels, the light shining in the darkness couldn't comprehend it, couldn't put it off. There is a contrast between darkness and light. It brings now onto a sense of the moral things that are here. Light repels that, removes it. And we are those who now have to answer in our behavior that we have come into the good, that God is light. I cannot be doing the works of darkness and say that I have gotten the message and it has been declared unto me that God is light and in him no darkness at all. So the moment I start practicing darkness, I got to question if I really lay hold upon the God who is light.
And that's what verse 6 says, is that if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So this is the point by which the Spirit of God brings each of us to examine not only what we say, but really what we're doing. I think it was Brother Steve that had said earlier during the break that, you know, the studies really are to bring us to the point by which we take the Word of God and see the searchlight and examine ourselves. So if we are in the light, and this is the fellowship that we have been brought into, this gift of eternal life has given us that basis by which we fellowship with divine persons. But we fellowship in the light. Mm-hmm. And so now if I rise up and as I go about my daily duties, I conduct myself in a way that is contrary to the Word of God. I go places that I couldn't take the Lord with me. I have to wonder if I am in the light. Well, let's say, I'll say it this way. We're in the light,
yes.
But we are not doing the works of children of the light.